This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday, the 27th of April. Coming up, PlayStation gamers around the world have their info hacked. And excitement mounts ahead of the royal wedding. But first to North Africa, a team of United Nations investigators is being sent to Libya, where it's been reported for weeks that the army has been attacking ordinary people. The civilians are trapped inside cities where rebels are based who turned against their leader, Colonel Gaddafi. There are shortages of food and water and reports that the soldiers are even bombing clinics and hospitals. Peter Bokak of the campaign group Human Rights Watch says the UN team has a big job.
They will be investigating very serious crimes in Libya. It's very likely that down the road, some of the generals responsible for committing the crimes against the Libyan population will be put on trial at the International Criminal Court. This is a very serious investigation.
Now, are you an online PlayStation fan? The electronic giant Sony, which owns it, has revealed that online PS games suffered one of the biggest ever hacking attacks last week. The website was taken down after it was found that up to 80 million players around the world could have had their details, including passwords, stolen. And there are big worries that credit cards that have been used to pay for the games were also hacked. Sony says it's going to have to rebuild the whole network for more security. BBC web expert Ian McKenzie says Sony have brought in experts to find the hackers.
There are a couple of groups of people who perpetrate these hacks. You have the hackers, the people who are very into the technology and who do it for the prestige almost of breaking into a system like this. On the other hand, you have those people who are in the employ of criminal gangs because, of course, they will pay people to go and retrieve it.
People are getting excited around the world about Friday's royal wedding, and in Britain the preparations are really hotting up. Just before sunrise, when Britain was asleep, 1,000 soldiers, sailors and airmen took to the streets in central London for a massive dress rehearsal to practice what they'll be doing on the day itself. They'll be parading just before Prince William and Kate Middleton tie the knots at Westminster Abbey, and even the royal trumpeters had a trial run. But some devoted royal fans had a ringside seat for the secret practice. Dozens are already camping out for the best spot to see the couple. One of them is Josie, who is even missing school to wait for the big day.
You want to watch the royal wedding? I didn't know we were actually coming to all the Easter holidays. It's better to be able to see the horses. You know, the horses that go down, saw the guns, the car and everything.
Now football, and Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson says their Champions League match last night was one of the best. They beat Schalke 2-0 in the first leg of their semi-final in Germany. The scorers were Ryan Giggs and Wayne Rooney. Finally, Friday's a big day for another reason. Forecasters at Cape Canaveral say the weather's going to be great for the final launch of the US space shuttle Endeavour. The shuttle's now an old lady, over 20 years old, and after this mission, it's going to be put into a science centre in California. And now for today's question. What date was the first ever shuttle launch? Yesterday we asked you how many pieces are there in a chess set. The answer is 32, 16 black and 16 white. OK, that's all from the World News for School team. We're back tomorrow.